Hey, it's Daryl C. Murphy, and I just want to talk to you real quick. The Common is produced at WBUR in Boston. We're public media. We don't have paywalls, which means we don't ask you to pay to see our work. We say, here's some powerful stories for free. And then, if some of those stories you read or listen to are important to you, and you talk about it with your friends and family, and you even see the world a little differently, then we ask you to support it, because we want to continue making work that is meaningful to you. And right now, I want to let you know what's happening at WBUR. Our radio shows, our podcasts are getting some of the biggest audiences we've ever had. Our journalism is winning awards, reaching new and more diverse audiences. And you are a big part of that. Our journalism has never been stronger, but the business has never been harder. We've had a big loss of sponsorship dollars, like a lot of media companies have in recent years. But one thing we've always been pretty good at is getting support from our listeners to make the things they love. So we're asking right now, in a crucial moment for WBUR, can you help us get through this by joining other listeners in supporting WBUR? We need your help to keep making the podcast you're listening to right now, along with everything else that comes from WBUR. Your help would mean a lot to me and to all of my colleagues. So please, head to our website, WBUR.org. Thanks.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. Martha Biebinger, WBUR reporter. Thank you for joining us.
So glad to be here.
All right, let's get into it. Late last week, two competing federal lawsuits brought into question the legality of accessing a common abortion pill. And on Monday, Governor Maura Healey held a press conference in response. Here's what she had to say.
So I just want to be clear with the people of Massachusetts. Abortion, medication abortion, will remain safe, legal, and accessible here in the Commonwealth.
So, Martha, what's giving her the confidence to say this?
The governor did two things, Daryl, in response to those competing federal rulings from the judge in Texas and the judge in Washington. The governor said, we want to clarify and confirm that providers who assist with medical abortions here in Massachusetts are protected against lawsuits filed by people out of state. Massachusetts will not participate in lawsuits trying to hold providers here accountable for abortions provided in Massachusetts. The second thing is the governor announced three ways that she is stockpiling mifepristone, that medication that you mentioned at the beginning. One is by partnering with the University of Massachusetts to buy 15,000 doses. The second way is by directing the Department of Public Health to spend $1 million to help pay for mifepristone doses delivered to clinics that provide abortion, like Planned Parenthood. And the third is asking hospitals to stock up on mifepristone themselves as well.
And tell us about the ordering of these doses. Why is it so important?
Once it's in-house, once it's on the shelves of these various clinics, then any ruling will affect whether more can be shipped, but it won't affect whether you can use it. So she's trying to ensure that there's a steady supply for, you know, it could be, when you look at the totals she's requesting, it could be 4 years or so.
Okay. Now, having said that, I want to backtrack real quick. What exactly is mifepristone, this pill we're talking about? How long has it been on the market?
It was approved in 2000, so it's been on the market almost 23 years. It's also known as RU486, so some people may remember the debate about RU486. And that drug, mifepristone, stops a pregnancy. The second pill used in the two-pill abortion, medication-abortion combination, which is called misoprostol, it causes cramping and expels the embryo or fetus and other tissue from the uterus, and that completes the abortion.
All right, understood. And just to be clear, mifepristone is the drug at the center of these rulings. All right. Now, Governor Healey's executive order comes just days after a Texas judge ruled that the FDA should never have approved mifepristone. Can you give us more context on that?
That judge was using evidence provided by an anti-abortion group that claims there are some dramatic safety risks to the use of mifepristone. What the evidence shows, Daryl, is that, and this is in multiple studies, that abortions performed with those two pills are effective in 99% of cases, meaning abortions were completed without the need for a surgical procedure and there was no dangerous or adverse effect for the person receiving the abortion. The FDA's website does show 28 cases where there were deaths that occurred during the period when a person had taken mifepristone. That's 28 deaths over the 23-year period, more than 5 million or so applications. Mm-hmm. Those deaths were not directly caused by mifepristone, according to the FDA. They were the result of an infection, a pregnancy that went wrong, a co-occurring condition, something else triggered during that experience. There's no direct causal link to mifepristone, but the person had been taking it at the point of death.
Hmm. Okay. So just to clarify, there's no medically backed reason to think mifepristone is especially dangerous.
The studies show it's as safe as taking Tylenol and several other over-the-counter medications.
Okay, understood. Now, the Justice Department appealed the ruling on Monday, right? What does that mean?
Biden administration has appealed the Texas decision and asked for a stay, meaning it will not take effect while appeals go through the process. The Biden administration has also asked a judge from Washington state to clarify a decision there on mifepristone. And in that case, the judge said the FDA should maintain the status quo rules around mifepristone. So there should be no change in how it can be distributed, no change mm-hmm. in its availability on the market. So we actually have the Biden administration asking for a hold in one case and clarification in another.
We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back.
A gruesome scandal at the nation's most prestigious university shines a light on a macabre and lucrative world of buying and selling human remains.
Human body parts taken by a manager at the Harvard Medical School morgue and then sold to customers online.
So my first skull is right there on the top shelf. That's my first and my favorite.
I'm reporter Allie Jarmani, and this story raises some tough questions. How should we treat the dead? And who gets to decide?
There should be some middle ground where we treat deceased tissues differently than we treat old refrigerators.
This is Postmortem, The Stolen Bodies of Harvard, a new season of WBUR's Last Scene. Listen and follow Last Scene wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back to Massachusetts. What are you hearing from advocates and legislators in the state?
Well, let me start, Daryl, with saying that while abortion is widely supported in Massachusetts, there's a strong contingent of residents here who are grateful to the Texas judge for finally suggesting that there may be a way to limit access to abortion here in Massachusetts. And yesterday, when they heard Governor Healey stockpiling mifepristone, they were surprised and concerned. I spoke to Teresa Larkin, who is the director of a group of pregnancy counseling centers that do not offer abortion.
If there's evidence that suggests these drugs can be harmful to women, we should all be welcoming a pause in order to investigate what are the actual harmful effects that women have experienced.
Now, as I said, Daryl, the vast majority of peer-reviewed studies show that this drug, mifepristone, is completely safe. So on the other hand, yesterday when Governor Healey gathered, you had dozens of abortion rights supporters standing behind her saying, this is really ridiculous. We can't have a judge in Texas deciding what's safe and what's not. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu was among those saying, we will continue to make sure that all the options for a medication of abortion are available in Massachusetts.
To the residents of Massachusetts and of Boston, we got your back. You are safe. You are protected. And we will always fight for you. And even more loudly, to the residents of other states across the country, you can vote. We encourage and will fight alongside you. But you can also move to Massachusetts.
So what do you hear there, Daryl? And you heard this several times. Is this really clear distinction between what's available in Massachusetts, the values of the state, the clear demarcation between a state that's run by Democrats and one that is run by Republicans? And that was very notable.
Stepping back, zooming out, what should Massachusetts residents be preparing for going forward? You know, should we expect an influx of people seeking abortions from other states, or could we expect to hear about more lawsuits? What are some possible local impacts going forward?
It's really hard to predict, but what we can say so far, Daryl, is that we have not seen a big influx of people coming to Massachusetts for abortions. And that's in part because Massachusetts is not conveniently located next to states that have banned abortion. We have also not seen an influx of lawsuits, but I think it's very difficult for providers to feel completely assured that they won't be the focus of lawsuits, particularly when you see the federal courts start to side with some of these claims that can't be supported by evidence.
What specifically will you be looking out for in the future?
It's hard to predict each of the next steps with regard to access to abortion. But I think what I and others will also be watching for is the ripple effects to issues beyond abortion. If the decision from the Texas judge is allowed to stand, then do we start to see other lawsuits filed to try to pull other medications or other medical procedures off the market? Do we start to see the courts weigh in on decisions from other agencies, not just the FDA? It's hard to say what to watch for, but it could open the doors to many, many court challenges ahead.
All right, Martha, I just want to clarify for listeners, again, abortion remains legal in Massachusetts. It's codified in state law, and mifepristone still remains available as of now in the state.
Yes, as of now, there's no reason to think that access to abortion will change anytime soon. There's no reason to cancel appointments. And many providers say they aren't changing anything they're doing as well either.
Understood. Well, Martha, thank you for taking the time to talk with us about this very important story. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
That's WBUR reporter Martha Biebinger. And that's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Common. If you have any thoughts on this episode, please feel free to hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok at WBURTheCommon. You can also send us an email at thecommon@wbur.org. I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.